أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. Welcome to the Monday Remembrance. What if we could really deeply trust ourselves? Especially in business. I invite you to take a moment to just notice how you're feeling. Notice how much space there is to feel exactly how you're feeling without needing to change or fix anything. Allah. And then to begin to remember the divine, calling into the open doorway of your heart the name of the divine. Again, without needing to change or fix anything. Allah. And then notice, remembering, thinking of things in your business that you might have resistance to, upset about, reactions to. And again, there's so much space for the resistance and the reactions. And in fact, noticing how you might have been telling yourself or others might have been telling you that you need to just push through or get over those reactions. You've been upset long enough. You've been resistant long enough. Just move through it already. Allah. What if those reactions were actually wisdom or an expression of wisdom? What if it were true that every single one of your reactions, every single one of your reactions has wisdom in it? What if it was worthwhile to make space for a reaction and to be with it more closely and to be in appreciation of the reaction and to ask to see the wisdom in it, to see more deeply, to see the message that actually is being communicated, conveyed through your heart, through your being, through your reactions to you? Allah. Allah. What would it be like to take one of your reactions and embrace it? To be in appreciation of it? To hold it, knowing that it is a precious container of wisdom? That you and your reactions are trustworthy, worthy of trust. And in embracing one of these reactions, allowing yourself to become really intimate with it, embracing it, noticing it, asking to see within the reaction, to see more deeply what's here. So often we turn away from our reactions, we try to push past them. Often they're uncomfortable, sometimes really uncomfortable, and we don't really want to spend a lot of time with them. Or they provoke emotions in us that have us looking outside at other people or other situations. But there's wisdom here. What happens if you open your heart to your reaction and ask and look and lean in? What do you notice? What do you notice in your heart as you embrace and accept and welcome in your reactions? Continuing to call the name of the divine through the open heart of your being. What do you notice as you become more intimate with your reaction, embracing it? Allah. What do you notice of any deeper or further or more precise version of the message that comes through, that emerges, that arises out of the reaction? Just taking your time and allowing yourself to notice. Allah. 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 Letting yourself sink even more deeply into the trust and the embrace of whatever the reaction is. And listening, asking to perceive what is the full, precise message. The message of the reaction can sometimes be messy, broad, not as precise. Sometimes there's a piece of it not included in the original, or we're not listening for it yet. But if you take the time and listen for the entire message, what do you notice? Allah. Allah. What would it mean to your business? What would it mean to your own heart if you truly can trust every reaction, everything that arises within you, that everything that arises is worth being listened to more closely? Allah. Now noticing any authentic appreciation, gratitude, and allowing yourself to express that to the divine. Allah. And then taking a gentle breath and bringing your attention back.